1 through 9. And thereafter, we will read Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. We'll begin with 1 Samuel 10, 1 through 9. Bow your heads with me. Father, bless that which we read, and bless that which we say. We pray that the anointing of your Spirit will take over this service, as you have done from the very beginning. I pray, Lord God, that every plan of the enemy against this service will not prosper. Bless your people, Lord. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. All God's people said, amen. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin in Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a barrel of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, and thou shalt receive it of their hands. After that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee. For God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal. Behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings, and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. And it was so that when he turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. Romans 15:4. I still want you to put your finger in 1 Samuel 10:1 because we're coming back there. But in Romans 15:4, the Bible says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures we might have. According to Romans 15:4, we're told why scriptures have been written. And we're told why scriptures have been preserved for us. The first reason, according to Romans 15:4, is for our learning, so we can read and learn. But there's a second reason, is so we can have hope. The passage that I just read to you in 1 Samuel 10 will fulfill those two purposes. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, we will learn how God works with his people. And also we will find encouragement and hope for the future. However, in order to fully benefit from the spiritual exercise that we're going to do this morning, I want to plead with you to approach everything we do from this point on with faith, simple faith, believing that as it was then, so it shall be with you now. I don't want to go over the story of Saul because all Bible readers are well familiar with it. But the point where we take it up from chapter 10 was when Saul went to visit Samuel. Because they told him there is a seer in the city. And if you go to the seer, he's more than likely going to tell you where the lost asses are. Little did he know that it was all part of God's plan for his life. The asses that were lost, God knew about them. The leading to Samuel, God knew about it. It was all to lead to the anointing of Saul to become the first king in Israel. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus. Say, consciously or unconsciously. Say, God will direct my path in 2009 to his perfect will, to his perfect plan, and to his perfect purpose for my life in the name of Jesus. He never knew that God was putting it together and setting him up for a special, special upliftment. He called him out and poured the oil upon him. And he said, God has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance. The doctrine of anointing with oil is one that you find in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. The very first time that oil was talked about in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 28, where after the revelation that God gave Jacob, the Bible says he woke up in the morning and poured oil on the stone. And he said, God is even in this place. And I didn't have any idea. And the Bible says the name of the place was called Bethel from that day on. Isn't it interesting that the first time that oil was ever used, it wasn't even used on a human being? You know, there are people that look at us Pentecostals and those of us who believe in anointing oil, when we anoint our houses, when we anoint our cars, when we anoint our new offices, those who don't understand look at us and say, you guys are practicing witchcraft. But do you realize that the first time oil was ever used, it wasn't used on a person. It was used on a place. And it was used on a thing. And then you go forward to the book of Exodus chapter 25. When God was commanding Moses about the building of the tabernacle, he gave instructions as to what he wanted the people to bring. And one of the things he told the people to bring was anointing oil. He said, because ultimately in my house, there will be need to use the oil for the anointing. And then when God called Moses to anoint the sons of Aaron, guess what he told him to use to call them to the priesthood? He said, call them and pour the oil upon them, anointing them to bring them into the priesthood. I'm trying to set a stage for you to see how biblical what we're doing this morning is. And then you go into the New Testament. Jesus himself, when he sent the disciples out two by two, he said, as you go, you'll find people that are sick. He said, take oil with you. Anyone that is sick, anoint them with oil. And as you pray for them, they will be healed. And then we go to that well-known passage of scripture in the book of James. You know what it says? Is there any sick among you? Let him do what? Call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. He even goes further. If he has even sinned, it shall be forgiven him. So I wanted you to realize that what we're doing is not something concocted by this dark-skinned African man. It's something that has been in the Old Testament for years, and it's something that has been in the New Testament and practiced for many, many, many years. In fact, the Hebrew Encyclopedia tells us that the reason for the oil is like a mark that the person, the thing, or the place that is being poured on, we are calling deity, we are calling God down. And for whatever we anoint that person, that place, or thing with, that it will be fulfilled, that God will come and honor that which was done. So I can understand why Samuel brought out the veil of oil when he was about to anoint this man called Saul. And he poured the oil upon him. But where I'm going to this morning is this. He told Saul that after you are anointed, three things will happen to you. After you are anointed, three things will happen to you. Everybody say after me, say, after I am anointed this afternoon, say, three things will happen to me. You believe that? All right, turn to someone and prophesy to them. After you are anointed this afternoon, three things will happen to you. Whether the devil likes it or not, it will happen. Say, no power in heaven, on earth, shall be able to block it in the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a big hand for that. It will happen. It must happen. It shall happen to you. Three things will happen after we finish the anointing service momentarily. For Saul, Samuel said, after I anoint you, you will leave this place. Hallelujah. He said, you will be turned into another man. Not another man for the worse, but another man for the better. And I believe God. Everybody say, after I'm anointed, I will turn into another person for the better in the name of Jesus. See, that's why I told you that everything we do here this afternoon has to be done and has to be received by faith. There is a problem we have in the West. We come as skeptics to the presence of God. And what happens is we go away empty-handed. Do you know, I found out that in the third world, where they don't know how to read, where they don't know how to write, where they are not so technologically as advanced as we are in their upstairs, they seem to take the word of God for what he says. And that's why if you hold a crusade, Mr. Bunky, the guy from Germany, has turned Africa upside down for Jesus. Incredible miracles, incredible signs, incredible wonders. And he came to America here and held the exact same crusade that he had back in Africa. Not one single person was healed. Whereas in Africa, he will hold crusade and thousands of people will get healed. He was asked, did your power evaporate over the Atlantic? He said, no. He said, the people across the Atlantic on this side have to see it, have to feel it, have to smell it, have to taste it in order to believe it. He said, but the people over there across the Atlantic, they've seen the power of witchcraft. They've seen the power of the unknown. They've seen the power of the unseen. So if anybody comes to them and says, your eyes can be open, say, yeah, that's possible. The witchcraft doctor can do that. So God can do that also. I want to tell you, you don't have to have experienced witchcraft to experience the blessings of God. Just cast away your first world mentality and embrace the third world simple faith this morning. What I tell you, it will work for you. Now, this is not the first time I'm doing an anointing service. And everywhere we did the anointing service, I've always seen these three things happen in the lives of people. And the only way it will not happen in you is if you allow doubt and unbelief and the Western world skepticism to hinder you from being blessed by God. Saul was told, as you leave this place, you'll be turned into another man. Everybody say, as I leave this place, I will be turned into another person in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe that? You believe that? I said, do you believe that? Hey, it shall happen to you in Jesus' name. He told him, he said, three things will happen to you, and these three things will happen to you also this morning in the name of Jesus. He said, when you leave this place, you'll find three men. And the three men will carry different things in their hands, but he specifically talked about three loaves of bread. He said, one of them that carried the three loaves will give you two out of the three loaves. He said, that will happen to you. All right? Then he said, you will leave that place, and you will move forward a little bit, and you will find another sign that will come to pass in your life that very day. He said to him, the ass that was lost, you will find it. As a matter of fact, that was the first thing he told him. He said, what you came looking for, you'll find it. And then secondly, he told them that two loaves of bread will be given you out of three. And then he told him, he said, you'll find a band of prophets. So you've never prophesied before. Spirit of God has never come upon you in that measure before. He said, you'll find a band of men prophesying. He said, you know what will happen to you? The Spirit of God will come upon you, and you will begin to prophesy just like them. And he turned around, and he left. And every single one of those three happened to him. As it was with Saul, so shall it be with you. You, you, and you. Everybody say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. So as we anoint you with oil in a few minutes, we're sending you forth. And these three things will be manifest in your life. You say, what are they? Number one, that which you have been looking for, you will find it. I didn't hear your amen. Yeah. I see, I didn't hear your amen. Yeah. Everybody say, after this afternoon, everything I've been looking for, I will find them in the name of Jesus. See, the anointing destroys the yoke that keeps you from connecting with what belongs to you. He said, after you leave here, that which you have been looking for, you'll find it. That which has been lost, many of us are looking for something. In fact, I don't believe there's anyone in this room tonight, this afternoon, that is not looking for something. Now, what A is looking for may be different from what B is looking for, but everybody here is looking for something. It may be spiritual, it may be physical, it may be material, it may be emotional, it may be financial, it may be whatever. You are looking for something. I happen to know women here who are looking for husbands. I happen to know men here who are looking for wives. I happen to know women here who are looking for children. I happen to know people here who are looking for jobs. Listen, after the anointing, that which you are looking for, you'll be able to find them in the name of Jesus. Everybody say hallelujah. You will find whatever you are looking for in the name of Jesus. Say it with me and confess by faith. Say in the name of Jesus. After this anointing service, everything I've been looking for, no matter for how long, I will find them in the mighty name of Jesus. I was in Lagos, Nigeria last September. They were having their Zion 2008 and they invited me to speak. And God said, just declare a night, the last night, and make it the anointing night. And this was the sermon I preached to them. And I told them, I said, after you leave this place tonight, everything you've been looking for, you will find them. Everything that's been lost, you will find them. I didn't know the seriousness of what I was talking about. They all came one by one. The whole place was packed, and we anointed them with oil. Very simple service, but they took it serious. One of our sisters there was driving home from that service. She was driving a 2009 Toyota Camry. 2009, yeah, it was actually 2009 Toyota Camry. And guess what happened? Armed robbers stopped her. She was actually looking for the guest house where I was staying because she wanted to stay there, but she got lost in the process. And as she got lost, she got found by armed robbers. And the armed robbers just calmly told her, "Madam, get out of your car or we'll kill you." She said, "What about my laptop?" He said, "Just get out of your car." "What about my cell phones?" "Just get out of your car or we'll kill you." So she got out and they drove off in the car. The next morning when I woke up, people came to me and they said, "We were looking for you last night." I said, "What were you looking for me for?" They said, "Sister so-and-so that left the church around 10 p.m. was robbed when she was looking for the guest house where she was supposed to stay." I said, "She was?" I said, "Is she okay?" They said, "She's fine." And everybody say, "God is a good God." I said, "Did they hijack and take her automobile from her?" They said, "Yes. That's what they were looking for." I said, "All right." So I looked at the lady who told me that. I said, "She was in service yesterday." I said, and I told them, I said, "I'll be a liar then if it doesn't come to pass." I said, "We told them that whatever is lost will be found. And whatever is taken will be returned." I said, "So why were you trying to wake me up?" I said, "You watch what God will do." This was around 8 a.m. in the morning. At 9 a.m., my phone rang. And guess who it was? It was a lady. She said, "Bishop, is that you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "I heard about what happened to you last night." She said, "It did, but it's now past tense. The police just called me. They found my car." I thought you were going to rejoice and be happy. "They found my automobile." I said, "They found your automobile?" She said, "Yes." She said, "I'm so happy I came to church last night. And I got the anointing of bring it back to me." What you are going to get this morning is the anointing of bring it back to me. Everybody say, "Bring it back to me. In the mighty name, bring it back to me in the mighty name of Jesus." Oh yes. Everything that has been taken, everything that has been stolen, everything that has been lost shall be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what was amazing? They didn't even touch her laptop. They didn't even touch her telephone. And she said, "Bishop, I can't understand this." I said, "Neither do I. But I know one thing. Every single ass of Saul that was lost was found. And every single blessing that you lost has to be found because of the anointing." Have you lost any blessing spiritually? Has the enemy tried to steal something from you physically? Has the enemy tried to take something away from you and you thought you'll never have it back again? Well, not any longer. After this anointing this morning, everything you have lost, you will recover in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn to somebody and give them a high five and tell them it's recovery time in the name of Jesus. It's recovery high five. Come on, pull your hands together and give the Lord a big. Look, it's recovery time. Recovery time about your health. Recovery time about your business. Recovery time about your loved ones. Recovery time about maybe you have even lost your reputation. It's recovery time. Because after the anointing, that which is lost shall be found. Everybody say hallelujah. So that's the first expectation we have this morning. But there's another thing. He said, as you go forward, some men will come to you. They'll carry many things, but one of the things they will carry will be 3 loaves of bread. He said, they will give you 2 out of 3. Everybody say provision. Everybody say provision. I didn't hear you say provision. After the anointing this morning, there will be provision for your life. Obviously, this man was hungry. Maybe he wasn't. But whatever you are hungry for, and I know I'm hungry for some things. There are some of you that are hungry for spiritual things. Some of you are hungry for physical things. But whatever you are hungry for, God will provide it for you in the name of Jesus. He said, I'm going to quench your thirst. I'm going to quench your hunger. When you get there, you'll find people who already have what you need in their hands. Did you know that what you need right now, somebody's got it? That's the truth. What you need right now, somebody has it and they don't need it. And they were made by God. There will be divine connection in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine connection. Everybody say, I'm expecting divine connection in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of, everybody say favor, 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 favor. After the anointing this morning, expect the favor of God. Now, look over here. Listen. I love this story. He did not ask for bread. They offered it to him. Look, what you don't ask for, people will offer them to you. In the mighty name. Everybody say, as from this afternoon, that which I don't ask for, people will offer them to me in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what the anointing does. After the anointing, that which is lost is found. After the anointing, that which is needed or even not asked for is provided. But you won't, as I told you, this is supply. But this is not just supply. This is abundant supply. It doesn't make sense for 3 people to have 3 loaves of bread. And then give 1 person 2 out of the 3. Everybody say super abundant supply shall be my portion in the name of Jesus. I read that story. I said, whoa, this is wonderful. That God will just look down and say, you know, I'm not going to bless you with just 1. I'm going to bless you with 2. And they only have 3. But the favor will be so much. If you wanted the 3rd one, they'll give it to you also. Can I hear an amen to that? Listen, it will be easy for you to receive as from this day in the name of Jesus. Did you hear what I said? It will be easy for you. Do you know there are times when God's favor is so much around you? That things will just be coming your way without asking for them. I can say that for a fact about myself. And many of you that have been in this church for a while, you know, I've told you my story so many times, I'm afraid to retell it because I will sound redundant. But I see a few faces that have never heard my story. I know I've seen it so many times, how God will dash you. And that's the way we say it in Africa. In other words, what you don't need, what you didn't ask for, somebody just comes and say, take it. And it says, it's a dash. God will dash you. He will dash you with money. He will dash you with health. He will dash you with prosperity. He will dash you with healing. He will dash you with everything that you need in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I used to work in the bank back in those days in Nigeria, and I used to be a teller. And working as a teller can be very, 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 very dangerous. We'll go to that another day. And I just wanted to be out of that place. So my boss, who turned out to be my boss, he came from the head office one day, and I walked up to me. I said, Mr. Omeribe, that's his name, Mr. Omeribe. I said, Mr. Omeribe, I said, I would love to leave this branch work and come to the head office. And he said, okay, I'll see what to do. And I've never met him before. That was my first time meeting him. But I just looked at him. He was a gentleman. And I said, I would really love to move from this. I'm tired of branch work. And it was like that. For 3 years, I heard nothing. 3 years. Nothing. Until suddenly, my manager called me in. And he said, son, we have a letter from head office that you should be transferred. After 3 years, I totally forgot Mr. Omiribe. And I said, I'll go, sir. And that's how I went to the head office. I walked in there. Guess who I saw behind the desk? The man I spoke with 3 years ago. And he looked at me. He said, now you know why you are here? I said, yes, sir. He said, you thought I forgot? I said, I forgot. So I didn't even know whether you forgot or you didn't forget. I said, I forgot completely. He said, well, you got your wish. Let me tell you something. The wishes you think is dead. Are you hearing me? You know how you wish for something? And when it doesn't come in 2 weeks, in 1 month, in 1 year, in 2 years, you forget about it. Everything you've forgotten about will come alive this very day in the mighty name of Jesus. No, I'm not done yet. That was the beginning of something. I walked in into that place and he said, that's your desk. He introduced me to everybody here, there. And he said, you are still a clerk. He said, but we got a position for a supervisor that is open for you. So next week you're going to have to go for a training. And hopefully in a month you'll become a supervisor. And he said, not only that. He said, we've got a position of an officer ready to go that it will be waiting. I've never seen anything like that. I got to a place, the next position was open. All right. Now they moved me to that place and I filled it and the next position was open. And I said, God, what kind of favor is this? I didn't even ask for all this. To cut a long story short, that's how bang, I became a supervisor. In less than 2 years, I became a bank officer. And I said, God, the sky now is the limit. Then the Lord said, come and do work for me. And I said, God, why did you wait this long? Why in the world did you wait this? You should have called me 10 years ago when I was nothing. But I know what it means. That when God gives you favor, he'll continue to give you favor everywhere you are. So of course, the long story short, I became a minister. I left that job and everybody thought I was crazy. And they were to send me to somewhere. But amazingly, some things happened. Everybody says something will happen. Some things happened. Listen. And my boss, my pastor, said, you know what? I will not send you to that place. I want you here with me to work with me, assisting me with the work in the headquarters. That's how I became known all over Nigeria. Everybody will come. They need to see me before they see the boss. What an exalted position that was. And then finally, I was there for about a month or two. And he called me one day. He said, come. He said, God said, I should send you to the United States to go and preach there. And God told me that 2 weeks before. And I said, I already knew. He said, why didn't you come to me? And I said, well, if it's of God, he will tell you. To cut a long story short, a week after that day, I was right here in New York City. And I looked at New York City. I said, this place looks like Lagos. I said, I'm not staying here. So I ran to Alabama. But now listen to me now. I got there. Things were hard, really difficult. Because the church back in Africa couldn't send me money any longer because of a problem that was in the country. So I had no support. From nowhere. But you know what? God became my support. He gave me everything I needed. I had more money than those who are working. So I started working on the side. Let's listen to favor. I started working on the side with Domino's Pizza. I was a driver. You run in, you run out. And you depended on tips to make the day. And I was doing that one day. Listen. See, God will direct your steps. God will give you favor. I went to deliver pizza one day in a very rich neighborhood. It was around 6 o'clock. People were just coming back from work. And the guy was a tall guy. And I gave him the pizza. You know, your accent will always betray you, no matter how hard you try. You know, I look at some of you trying to speak. Sometimes you sound like Portuguese, and you are not Portuguese. Sometimes you sound like... You know how I sound sometimes. So I went there and say, I'm going to prove to this white guy that I can speak like them. The moment I finished speaking, he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "You mean I didn't get this thing right? Did you order for one pizza with tomatoes?" He looked at me and said, "Where are you from?" Favor. Everybody say favor. Say, "I will be in the right place at the right time from this day in the name of Jesus." Glory to God. I stood there and I gave him his pizza, and he was kind enough to give me a good tip. But on top of that, he looked at me and said, "Oh, you sound like a Nigerian." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, I've done a lot of business with some of the people from your country." I said, "Is that right?" He said, yeah. He said, "I am the president of South Trust Bank." Oh, I said, "You are?" I said, "Bank? Bank? Bank? President?" And I changed my intonation. "Yes, I used to work in the bank before also." He said, "You worked in the bank?" Well, "Yes, I worked in the number one bank in Nigeria." I said, "You did?" I said, "Yes, sir." "Oh," he said, "would you like to work in the bank again?" I said, "There's no need praying about that." "Yes, I do." And he put his hand in his pocket and he gave me his business card. I'll never forget this. You can call him. His name is Ray Petty. Good man. I usually don't mention names when I preach, but if you want to prove whether what I'm saying is true or not, call Ray Petty at South Trust Bank in Montgomery, Alabama. He'll confirm that what I'm saying is the truth. And he gave me his card. He said, "Come see me tomorrow." I got home. I told my wife. I said, "I've never seen anything like this. Something I didn't ask for. Something I didn't pray for. Something I didn't even look forward to just was put on my lap. Something I didn't have to apply for was just put on my lap." I said, "This God is a wonderful God." God will prove that he's wonderful to you, because his name shall be called Wonderful. And he does wonderful things. After the anointing service today, wonderful, 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 wonder upon wonder upon wonder will befall you in the name of Jesus Christ. The next day, put on my best shirt, best tie, best suit. I was there at 9 o'clock. South Trust Bank on Eastern Boulevard. You know where it is. Stood in front of the secretary. Put my one hand in my pocket just to look cool. I said, "I've come to see the president." "President?" "Yeah, Mr. Petty." "Oh," she said, "that's fine. That's fine. What's your name?" I said, "My name is Itiola." She said, "Ayatollah?" I said, "No, Itiola, Itiola." She said, "Okay, okay, okay, okay." She never pronounced it again. Just said, "Okay, okay." So she went in, and there he was. And the guy came, a tall guy. He came out and shook my hand. He says, "Good to see you. The pizza yesterday was great. Come in my office and sit down." He said, "You sure you still want to walk here?" I said, "Sure, I do." So he called the vice president. He said, "Fix him up." "Ah, they will fix you up." He said, "He's got the credentials we're looking for." He said, "Fix him up." The guy looked at me. Have you ever got a job without applying? Have you ever got a job without filling out an application? That will begin to happen to you from this month in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To cut a long story short, that's how I got that job. It's a long story, but I believe in following God. It was one day to go and pick up the job. I was to start on a Monday on Norman Bridge Road, Montgomery, Alabama. Half an hour praying around midnight. And God said, "You see what I can do now?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Don't take the job." He said, "Give it to me. That's your Isaac." He said, "I just wanted to prove to you that I'm your all in all, that I can supply all your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus." He said, "Will you give me that Isaac? And I'll surprise you." But I know enough to know that God comes first. So I just told him, "Fine." I said, "But what will they say if I don't go in the morning?" He said, "Just call them, tell them you are not coming." So the next morning, which was a Monday, I received a call from the bank. It was a manager. She was a lady. And he said, is Mr. Ayatollah there? I said, this is me. He said, you forgot that today is the day of resumption? I said, I remember. She said, how come you're not here? I said, if I told you, you will not understand. She said, I don't understand. He said, if I told you why I'm not coming, you will not understand. She said, whenever you're ready, let us know. The job is here for you. I'm sure up till today is still a mystery to them why I never took that job. And it's still a mystery to me too. Why I never took that job. Guess what happened? 4 o'clock that day, I was back at Domino's Pizza. And the people said, we thought you got a job. I said, I did. Then why are you here? You want to work here part-time? I said, full-time. Full-time. So why didn't you take the job? I said, if I told you, you wouldn't understand. So I just ran my errands and delivered my pizza and everything. My wife was pregnant. And I was so happy I got the job in the bank. Said, well, this is good for me now. Because now I'll be able to have insurance. I'll be able to find a way to pay for the delivery. But suddenly, all my hopes dashed. Many people are sitting here this morning. Your hopes have been dashed. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's going to come alive. And I know some doors have closed in your face. And you surely thought this was the door. And bang, it closed. Let me tell you something. When God closes one door, he opens 7 doors. In the mighty name. Something better. Something. Turn to somebody. See, I prophesied to me, to you, that something better than what you lost is coming your way. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a big hand. Favor, 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 favor. So I went back to Domino's Pizza. Never sorry for what happened. Because I know I was following God. Guess what happened? About 3 days, the pastor of the church that I was going, Evangel Temple, Pastor Cortez Fraser. I'm giving all these names on purpose. So that you Westerners who don't believe it can call them. And find out whether I'm lying or telling the truth. He called me. He said, how's Eunice? I said, she's fine. I said, how's the pregnancy going? I said, it's getting bigger every day. And he said, a doctor in the church just called. He said he saw you last night, but you didn't see him as you were delivering pizza. And that he felt a compassion in his heart. That how can this missionary be delivering pizza to leave when we should care for him? Is there any need in his life that I can take care of? And I told him that your wife is expecting a baby. And he said, that's it. Send his wife to my office. I will take care of the prenatal. I will take care of the hospital bill no matter how much it costs. And I will take care of the baby after the baby is born. I wish I remember the name of the doctor. I will have sent you to him too to cross check. That's how my wife and I went to his clinic and they became our best friends. We were in the same church. We even never knew who they were. And that's how they gave my wife free prenatal. They gave my wife free delivery, free post-delivery. It was Joshua. It was Joshua. None of my children ever got baby clothes as pretty, as expensive as Joshua got. My Lord, they did a baby shower. I wanted to turn into a baby when I saw what they gave him. And we walked out of that place and I said, what favor? What favor? What favor? And God said, I could have left you on that job with South Trust Bank, but you will never have been able to do what I called you to do in the United States. He said, because I will have blessed you at South Trust Bank, that you will not have time for my work. That's why I told you not to take it. Can you imagine me never meeting her in life? Never meeting her in life. Never meeting him in life. I'll never know the Arulibas if I'd taken that job. Tippy is here with Susan. I'll never know them. I'm telling you something. After today, the Lord will order your steps. He will guide you. He will direct you. And he will send all kinds of favor into your life. Everybody say, I receive it. Number one, that which is lost will be found. Number two, that which you didn't ask for will be given to you. And you'll be given more than you even need. So that when you finish one, there is still abundance supply waiting for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what's the third thing that will happen after the anointing? You will meet a band of prophets. And they will be prophesying. And before you realize it, you will join them. And the Spirit of the living God will come upon you. They will prophesy things into your life that will elevate you and take you to the next level. How many of you are ready to go to the next level tonight, this morning? Next level. Everybody say, next level. Say, I'm ready for the next level in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let me tell you something. Demons have ganged up against you up till now. Witches have ganged up against you up till now. But God is going to change the ganging. All right? Because men and women of God that love God with all their heart, spirits of God will gang up, if I can use the word, not against you, but for you, and they will lift you up to your next level. I says, after you leave that place, you'll never be the same again. Come on. I believe. I really, 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 really believe that the move of the Holy Ghost in your life will begin to manifest more than ever before in the mighty name of Jesus. The anointing of God, hey, will come upon your life this morning like never before. You will wake up in the morning, you'll be speaking in the spirit. You'll wake up in the afternoon, you'll be speaking in the spirit. You'll go back to bed at night, you'll be speaking in the spirit. You will be in your dreams, the spirit of God will be fighting against the powers of the enemy, because God is going to elevate you and take you to a next level where no witch, where no wizard shall be able to touch you. You'll be raised up to the high mountain. I said you're about to grow wings and fly up like eagles and fly up where no one can attain to you in the mighty name of Jesus. You'll be waiting on God, and it says those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like that of eagles. They will run. Hallelujah. Are you getting ready to run this morning? They will run. They will not be weary. They will walk. They will not faint. Everybody say, I receive it. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a big... I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Everybody get up on your feet. We are ready. We are ready. We are ready. We are ready. As many as are ready, get on your feet. In the name of Jesus. I said, good man, hallelujah, will come together and congregate for you and push you up to your next level. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know what the Bible says in verse 9? It says, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs, everybody say all those signs. Say again, say all those signs came to pass that day. Are you ready tonight, this afternoon? I said, are you ready this afternoon? Are you ready to find that which was lost? Are you ready to be connected with that which has been taken away? In the mighty name of Jesus. I said, are you ready for favor, 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 favor? That which you never asked for. That which you don't even have to ask for. God will connect it to you in the mighty name of Jesus. That which you don't even expect. God will give you more than you need. God will give you more than you ask. Your fast and your hunger will be quenched by the living God. And the Spirit of the living God will begin to operate, hallelujah, in your life like never before. Everybody say, I receive it by faith. Everybody say, I receive it by faith. Come on, shout loud and clear. Say, I receive it by faith. Come on, put your hands together and say, I receive it, Lord. I receive it by faith right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive it by faith. Glory to God, I receive it by faith. Everybody bow your heads with me and let us pray. Heavenly Father, how we thank you for your word. How we thank you for your truth. Lord, these things were written as examples so that if we know it happened to somebody, it can happen to us also. Lord, Saul was not expecting what happened, but it happened. And I believe everything these men and women are not even expecting, forget about what they are expecting now. Both what they are expecting and what they are not expecting. As a result of the anointing that will be put on them this morning, I pray, Lord God, that these three signs and many, many other signs shall come upon them in the name of Jesus. Let there be a release of what happened to Saul into every one of our lives. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, all God's people said, all God's people said, everybody say, I receive it, 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 I receive it. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to do as the ushers direct you. I want you to come to this place with prayer in your heart. That these three things, as you come, just come praying, that these three experiences shall unfailingly be your portion. Remember those three things? Everything you've been lost, everything you've lost, and everything you've been looking for. You know what you've lost. Some of you have lost grace. Some of you have lost spiritual strength. Some of you have lost your way. You've lost your focus. Everything you've lost, and you pray, nothing happened. The anointing will make it happen this morning. Number two, favor from man. People, you don't ask for stuff, they'll give you stuff. All your hunger shall be satisfied. You will be given more than you even need in the name of Jesus. And get ready, the move of the Holy Spirit. As the Spirit moved upon the waters in Genesis chapter 1, and made to come to pass what was not, so will the Spirit move upon you from today. Move upon your family. Move upon your children. Move upon your finances. Move upon your heart. And great shall be your rejoicing. In the name of Jesus. Father, so let it be. Even as the people come by faith, let it be so unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus. If someone can come behind me and begin to sing, anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. You can come. The rest of you can sit down this side. We'll come to you. I don't want you to stand there through. But everybody here, keep standing. Let it fall on me. Hallelujah. Somebody stand behind me. If I fall, catch me. Hallelujah. Keep on praying. Father, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Let your children come also, Father, let it be so. Let it be so, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be so that everyone will find what they've been looking for. In the name of Jesus, that everyone will be connected with what they've been looking for. In the name of Jesus, come praying. Come believing that which you've been looking for shall be yours. In the name of Jesus, anointing,
fall on me.
In the
anointing,
name of Jesus,
yeah, Lord, fall on me. Let the power of your Holy Ghost, let it fall on me. Anointing, fall.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, let your
anointing for three things. Three things will happen to you. What you've been looking for, you will find it. You will find it. In the name of Jesus. You'll find that which you are looking for.
Let the power of your Holy Ghost, let it fall.
Lord, let it be. In the name of Jesus.
Anointing.
What you are looking for. This is your year. Let the anointing destroy the yoke. Let the door be open, Lord. Yes. Let it be, Lord. Let it be, Jesus. Let it be, God. Hey. Let it be, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, Jesus.
Thank you.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be, Lord.
Fall on me.
I want you to come praying. Come praying.
Fall on me. Let the power of your Holy Ghost, let it fall on me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Fall on me.
Let it be, let it be.
Oh, I know.
Let it be for him, God. In the name of
fall on me.
In the name.
Let your anointing.
Hallelujah. Lord, let it be, let it be, let it be.
Fall
in the name of Jesus.
Let the power of your Holy Ghost.
Glory, God.
Let it fall on me.
Let it be, Lord. Let it be, Lord. Let it be, God. That which you are looking for. Favor. Breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. That which you are looking for. Favor. Breakthrough. Shall be your portion. Yes, Lord. I want you to come pray. In the name of Jesus. Let it be, God. Let it be, God. Yes. Let it be, God. Yes. Whatever you've been looking for, this year is your year. Glory to God. I have a feeling we're going to have some pregnant women in this church. In the name of Jesus. Been looking for it. You got it. You got it. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
Fall on me. Let the power of your Holy Ghost, let it fall on me.
God bless you.
Anointing fall on me. Lord, let your anointing. Let it fall on me. Let your sweet anointing, Lord. Let it fall on me. Let the power of your Holy Ghost, let it fall on me.
Hallelujah. Let it be, God.
Anointing fall.
We anoint you for breakthrough. Let it be, God. In the name of Jesus. Let it be, God. Everything lost, everything taken away is connecting with you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, come praying, come praying. Come praying. Come praying. Lord, let it be. Lord, let it be.
Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall, let
Lord,
it fall.
Let it be, God.
The sweet
let it be, Jesus.
Oh God.
Favor, favor, favor.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost.
Favor.
Let it fall.
Favor, 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 favor.
Anointing.
favor for the young, favor for the old. Hallelujah.
Anointing, let it fall.
Yes.
Let your anointing,
in the name of Jesus,
let it fall on me. Let the power of your Holy Ghost,
favor,
let
favor,
it fall
favor.
On me.
Favor.
Anointing, fall on
favor,
me.
Favor, favor.
Oh Lord, a let favor, your sweat anointing, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your powerful anointing fall
a new
on
experience.
Me, Jesus. Let your anointing, O God,
let it
fall on me. Let the power of your Holy Ghost, let it fall on me.
Upliftment.
Anointing
fall on me.
Come on, everybody, come on, just sing, say, Lord, anointing.
Let it fall on him.
Follow me, say, fall on me.
Let it fall on him right now.
Anointing.
Let it fall on her right now.
Fall on me.
Let
the power of your Holy Ghost, let it fall on me. Anointing,
fall on her right now. Yes, Lord.
Let your sweet anointing fall in this place, oh God.
Let it fall on him, Lord.
Let the power
in the name of Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, let it,
let it fall on me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, anointing, yes, fall on me.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord,
yes,
let your anointing,
yes,
let it fall,
let it be,
on me. Let your fresh anointing. Let the power,
hallelujah,
of your Holy Ghost, let it
a new
fall
day is dawning
on me.
In the name of Jesus.
Anointing fall.
God bless you. God bless you.
Oh Lord, let your anointing,
you,
fall. Let it fall,
hallelujah,
fall on me,
you,
Lord. Let your
God
fresh
you
anointing, oh God.
God bless you.
Let it fall on
God
me.
God bless you.
Let the power,
God bless you,
of your Holy,
hallelujah,
Ghost,
God
let
bless
it
you
fall on me.
Yeah, Lord. God bless you.
Anointing fall.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you. God 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 bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Three things shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Blessing, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Anointing.
God bless you, son.
Fall on me.
God bless you.
Anointing.
God bless you. That which you've been looking for,
fall,
shall be your portion. Come praying.
Let the power of
bless
your
you.
Holy Ghost,
God bless you.
Let it fall on me.
See you.
Anointing for.
bless you.
Love me.
God bless you, Susan.
Let your anointing.
God bless you.
Fall
Hallelujah.
On me.
God bless you.
Let your sweet anointing, oh God.
God bless you.
Let it fall on me.
God bless you.
Let the power of your Holy Ghost let it fall on me.
God bless you. Good to see you.
Anointing.
God bless you.
On me.
God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you. Back on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Come praying, come praying. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. 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 And you too. God bless you. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you. Just believe. Just believe. God bless you. Yes. God bless you. Bless you.
Anointing.
God bless you.
Fall on
God bless you.
Let
God
the
bless
power
you.
Of your Holy Ghost
bless
let
you.
It fall.
Three things
me.
Shall be your portion.
Anointing.
God bless you.
Fall
God bless you.
On me. Let your anointing, Lord.
God bless you.
Fall on me.
Yeah.
Your fresh anointing, Jesus.
God bless
let
you.
Let it fall on me.
Let it be, Jesus.
Let the power
let
of
be,
the
Lord.
Holy Ghost let it fall.
God bless you.
Anointing
God bless you.
Fall
yes,
on me.
I receive it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Three things. God bless you. What you've lost, you'll find it. Hallelujah. What you're looking for, you'll get it. The favor of God. Bless it, bless it, bless her. In the name of Jesus. Let it be, God. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Yes, sir. God bless you. Hey. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Fall on me.
God bless you.
Let the power of your Holy Ghost let it fall on me.
I'm going to anoint them where they're standing.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of your Holy Ghost let it fall on me.
Hey, glory.
Anointing fall on
me. God bless him. Hallelujah. Do we have any ushers back downstairs? All right, everybody's accounted for. Everybody, please stand. Everybody, stretch out your hands as if you are receiving something. want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord, we have done as you have commanded. As it was for Saul, so let it be with me. As I leave this place, because now I carry the anointing. See the anointing. Say the anointing that will make me find that which is lost. The anointing that will make me find what I'm looking for. I believe I have it right now. Say the anointing that will bring favor into my life. I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Say the anointing that will make men come together for my good. I receive it now. Say the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will take me to the next level. Say, I receive it. Say, no man can stop it. Say, no devil can stop it. Say, no demon can stop it. In the name of Jesus. Say, and it shall be permanent in my life. Say, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And all God's people said. All God's people said. All God's people said. Don't let somebody shake their hands and say, congratulations. You are blessed. Congratulations. Congratulations, you are blessed. Under the pulpit. Hallelujah. You may take your seats. Congratulations, you're blessed. Now, we find me something really hard when we take the offering. All right, because I want the people to come giving, rejoicing. You are now a new man. You are now a new woman. Whether the devil likes it or not.